Welcome to Tune In Tales, storytelling for kids on KDLL. Today, we've got a selection of Shel Silverstein stories, The Googies Are Coming, read by Anya Hondell, Hug of War, read by Skylar Lyon, Zebra Questions, read by Mandy Samuels, and Help, read by Anya Hondell. After that, it's Have I Got Dogs? By William Cole, read by Mary Wybark.
The Googies are coming, the old people say, to buy little children and take them away. 50 cents for fat ones, 20 cents for lean ones, 15 cents for dirty ones, 30 cents for clean ones, a nickel each for mean ones. The Googies are coming, and maybe tonight, to buy little children and lock them up tight. 80 cents for husky ones, quarter for the weak ones, penny each for noisy ones, a dollar for the meek ones, 40 cents for happy ones, 11 cents for sad ones, and kitties, when they come to buy, it won't do you any good to cry. But, just between yourself and I, they never buy the bad ones.
I will not play at tug-of-war. I'd rather play at hug-of-war, where everyone hugs instead of tugs, where everyone giggles and rolls on the rug, where everyone kisses and everyone grins, and everyone cuddles, and everyone wins.
I asked a zebra, "Are you black with white stripes or white with black stripes?" And the zebra asked me, "Are you good with bad habits or are you bad with good habits? Are you noisy with quiet times or are you quiet with noisy times? Are you happy with some sad days or are you sad with some happy days? Are you neat with some sloppy ways or are you sloppy with some neat ways?" And on and on and on and on he went. I'll never ask a zebra about stripes again.
I walked through the wildwood, and what did I see? But a unicorn with his horn stuck in a tree, crying, "Someone please help me before it's too late." I hollered, "I'll free you." He hollered back, "Wait! How much will it hurt? How long will it take? Are you sure that my horn will not scratch, bend, or break? How hard will you pull? How much must I pay? Must you do it right now, or is Wednesday okay? Have you done this before? Do you have the right tools? Have you graduated from horn-saving school? Will I owe you a favor, and what will it be? Do you promise that you will not damage the tree? Should I close my eyes? Should I sit down or stand? Do you have insurance? Have you washed your hands? And after you free me, tell me what then? Can you guarantee I won't get stuck again? Tell me when, tell me how, tell me why, tell me where. I guess that he's still sitting there.
Have I got dogs, pedigree, and mutts? I've got so many, people think I'm nuts. See my Dalmatian, her name is Dot. She is an easy dog to spot. My Irish wolfhound, as tall as a pony, she's so skinny that I named her Bony. My Pom, the tiniest of all my gang, I was just being funny when I named him Fang. There's a schnauzer, I call him Snappy. He sure doesn't make the postman happy. Look at my curly-tailed, flat-faced pug. He looks so funny, I named him Mug. The prettiest dog of all, by golly, is Lovely Lassie. Of course, she's a collie. Now there's a fellow with a hustle and a bustle. The little terrier is called Jack Russell. Needle Nose is my speedy whippet. Wanna race her? No thanks, I'll skip it. My old dachshund is a bit of a crank. He looks like a hot dog, so I call him Frank. Tiny, the chihuahua, is easy to pick up, and when she barks, it's like a hiccup. Look at my red-haired Irish setter. I named him Rusty, but I could do better. Oh, there's the clumsiest of the mutts. I had no choice but to call him Klutz. Did you ever see such a handsome poodle? She's kind of silly, so I named her Noodle. My English bulldog looks quite tough, but he's short-tempered, and that's why he's called Gruff. There's Flop, the long-eared basset hound. She makes a scary baying sound. When mealtime comes, I give a call, and you should see the free-for-all.
Hear more Tune In Tales at 9 a.m. every Thursday on KDLL.